You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Carp Agri, a company that specializes in retailing and trading agriculture and fuel-related products, paid out a dividend of 11 rand 10 cents a share this time around. And this is more than double the payment in 2020. And that is as the group's revenues jumped 23% to 10.6 billion rand and profits shot past the pre-pandemic levels. Let's speak to Sean Walsh, the CEO of Carp Agri, to dig further into the numbers. Sean, thanks so much for your time. Just what is driving your profits so strongly, and how sustainable is this growth momentum?
Evening, Fifi. Thank you. Yes, we believe it is sustainable. We are finding that our diversified footprint growth strategy over the last few years is delivering agri-retail activity growth of 14%. General retail activity growth of 18% and fuel volume growth of 13% for this year, with a forward-looking litre growth of 12% expected next year. So we are finding that from a divisional point of view, we've got a whole lot of stars this year, but as well as that, all channels are really working very well for us.
That you are growing so strongly and that you've even grown past pre-pandemic years, would you say that your business is immune from the pandemic? And even as we have this conversation with news and confirmation of the discovery of a new variant here in South Africa?
Well, what we've been fortunate is that throughout the pandemic, agriculture has held its head up and really performed well, and we supply inputs into that sector, and therefore have not felt the pandemic in that channel of our income streams. And yes, it could have an effect on our general retail revenues, but what we have found is that we've normalized, we've reset our costs, our operational expenditures on a like-for-like basis are now at sort of actually equal to pre-pandemic levels. So that prudent approach is now showing up on our bottom line, and I believe we will be able to survive additional lockdowns, but I believe they will be lighter than the past.
Yeah. What also stands out in your performance, Sean, is just how you are containing and weathering the inflation storm. I mean, we have heard a whole host of companies talking about how rough it is out there in terms of higher pricing, and yet you've managed to keep price pressures contained, particularly price pressures coming out from the fuel sector, with the petrol price in itself having, or Brent crude having leaped almost 80% this past year. So what does this mean? Does this mean that this is a delayed reaction in your numbers presently, and the effects are still going to show?
So I think that there has been, on the fuel volume side, a pandemic recovery in these numbers. So although we have been very conservative on predicting the next year on fuel volumes, what we are finding is a change in consumer patterns, where your middle to lower income person that has budgeted 200 rand a week for his fuel still only has the 200 rand a week, and now it's at a higher price, so he's forced to buy less litres. So yes, I think we are going to feel that a general consumer fuel pressure in the next year, but fortunately for us, our footprint in the fuel game is diversified between agriculture as well as the general consumer. And I think what's going to play really into our hands is our extremely efficient supply chain system in the fuel space.
Mm. You have guided that you will be selective in your pursuit of investment opportunities out there. Do you presently have anything on the table that you're reviewing?
Yes, we already have signed up one pipeline site for the fuel company, which will land in the first half of next year. And then we are investigating other opportunities in that space. And we continuously, as you know, have over the years increased our footprint in the agricultural retail space, and will continue to do so. Quite some exciting stuff happening in the business-to-business interface with our customers, as well as business-to-customer side on the e-commerce side.
And these exciting opportunities, are they all based in South Africa, or are you looking outside of the country as well into the rest of the continent?
Yes, I might sound different to others, but we believe there are huge opportunities to still grow in South Africa. We believe our market share is not yet optimal on many of the channels that we serve. So my team is hell-bent on increasing market share in the current markets that we are by executing on our growth strategies.
And how much have you set aside for acquisitions?
Sorry, say that again?
I say, how much have you set aside for acquisitions?
Sorry, Vivi. In about 2-3 years ago, we were spending 250 plus capex per year. We have curtailed that back in the last year and a half to around 120, 130 million. We will probably lift that a bit going forward. And you must recall that we've just concluded a deal to sell off our 21 properties in the TFC, or the fuel company, property company, which is going to realize 450 million circa in the first half of next year, which puts us in a position of much lower debt. I think by the end of the first half of next year, our debt levels will be in 2017 levels, which puts us in a position that we have strong cash flow to expand the business.
Just in terms of the online offering of the business that you referred to previously, what are the plans in strengthening this side of the business? What kind of further investments are you making in digitizing CarBagri?
So it's interesting that we are following a very conservative approach to create a virtual store over the next year. We're busy with our e-catalog at the moment, and we'll be launching, hopefully by the end of next year, a e-commerce facility for geo-located customers, very similar to the Takealots and other offerings from retail operators.
Very interesting. We'll be looking for that launch, Sean, but we'll leave it there for now. So, Sean Walsh, the CEO at CarBagri.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.